Yeah, I would say the full meaning of Anzac Day for a serviceman would be, you know, remembering, whereas people, yeah, people would be just hopefully acknowledging the fact that the duty that was paid in all the wars, including right up to today. I don't think they understand a lot of it, and I think perhaps the government shouldn't be in some of the wars they're in anyway, so therefore there is a problem there, but it would be better if that was taught more in the schools and they understood what it was all about, whichever conflict from World War One right through.
That's Owen Pettingill, the Vice President of the Mount Gambier RSL. He's been attending Anzac Day services since he returned from war.
I served in the Vietnam War, which went from 66 to 1972. I came back, I'm one of the younger ones, and I came back in March, April. It was a very political finish to that war. And I think the government of the day had promised the Australian people that most of the soldiers would be out by Christmas. And they left, a token 500 force there till they tidied up and got home in March. After that,
does Anzac Day bring back any bad memories?
Does to me on a couple of occasions, but there are good times, and we celebrate the day with both.
Mount Gambier war veteran Ivan Wardle knows a lot about the impacts of war on serving members. He served in Papua New Guinea as part of the Air Force.
I was posted personally to my squadron in Milne Bay in East New Guinea. I passed through some air raids and so on, all that sort of thing, and I wasn't in the Air Force for any more than about 2 years, so I wasn't subject to a long service of pressures. Yes, there are some people I know who have. And I guess it was after the Vietnamese people came back that we became very aware of the psychological disruption to a lot of men's lives. I noticed that each time we had an air raid, there were more men who reported next morning who'd been disturbed by the event during the night. I had most to do with families who were disturbed by the effects of war. As a Member of Parliament, I did all I could for returning servicemen who were obviously very disturbed.
Today, people may not realise the tough times the servicemen went through, but people like Diane Gale see this as an important part of the Anzac story.
When my grandfather came home from the war, he was extremely protective towards his family. He obviously had seen a lot of grief, and he knew what it was like to lose husbands, fathers, brothers. And when he came home, he was very protective, and he wanted to look after his family as best he could. But he also brought home with him a great degree of mental illness.
So do you think it's still affecting us as a younger generation?
I think whenever families are separated, there's always separation anxiety. Having a family separated, having parents removed from a family for a great length of time, or families not brought back together, will always leave an emotional and psychological mark.
Do you think, as the generations go on, we're losing the meaning of Anzac?
I think for a while there we may have lost the meaning of Anzac, but now we have grandchildren proud to stand alongside their grandparents.
So you agree with children being able to walk in the parades?
The children are the reason that those grandparents went to war. The families and our lifestyle are the reasons that the sacrifices were made.
I give it a lot of pleasure out of seeing what our young people are doing with regard to Anzac. I think television's had quite a lot to do with it, insofar as they've seen where a lot of these battles were fought. Most of them have had connections with their families, of uncles or brothers or some relations that have fought and died. I think the RSL has been wise in allowing family members to march either with or as a separate group in Anzac Day. The interest at the moment is very strong.
How do you feel about young people taking part in Anzac Day?
We welcome them to come. The more the better, as from our point of view. For us, it's a day to, you know, at the end of the services and that, to enjoy being here, I suppose. From a younger man's person's point of view, well, they probably acknowledge it, but don't feel perhaps as though they should be involved. I think that may be a problem. Yeah, I see a problem there at the RSL where some people won't be part of that club, not because they don't like it, it's just that they feel that it's an ex-serviceman's club and they're not ex-service people. Everyone is certainly welcome. All the ex-servicemen are getting older and, of course, to continue the RSL itself, Anzac Day as well, on, it does require an involvement from the younger people, and we would love to see them all. Anyone that's interested, come along for sure.